I'm Donald Roberge. Montreal Mayor Valerie Plante has announced that the city will be investing over $1.8 billion to reinvigorate its downtown core. Both the pandemic and loss of office workers choosing to do business from home has left the area with a struggling retail sector. Included in the investment is the creation of new living spaces and green spaces, as well as improved cleanliness. Plante also said that special emphasis would be placed on the identity of certain sectors like the Latin Quarter and Chinatown. The mayor indicated that Montreal's difficulties are not unlike many international cities whose downtown cores have struggled to reattract people after the pandemic. The city of Longueuil has announced that they do not have any intention of removing camps created by houseless people. As part of a press conference introducing a strategy addressing the city's itinerant issue, Mayor Catherine Fournier said that only camps that presented a safety issue would be dismantled. The city's action plan includes an $835,000 investment, as well as an inventory of vacant land and a camp management plan. The city will also set up an intervention project in its libraries and easier access to storage. Currently, Longueuil has between 200 and 1,000 houseless people in its municipality and approximately 12 camps. A spike in COVID, influenza, and RSV cases has created crowding in many of Montreal's emergency rooms. Katie Brady has more.
While union negotiations continue for nurses, winter cold and flu season continues to batter Montreal's ERs. Many are still nearing or over 200% capacity this week, and many hospitals across Canada are facing similar crises. Aaron Derfel is the health columnist at the Montreal Gazette. He said the state of our network results in patients, particularly elderly patients, being left on stretchers for days on end. With nowhere to be discharged to, he says ERs have become a place for the elderly to go to die.
It's actually a real shame that this is happening. I would even go so far as to describe it as scandalous. And it's, you know, this was a crisis that was years in the making. I believe our public healthcare system has been underfunded. We don't have enough doctors and nurses, and our population is aging. We could foresee that this would happen, and then the pandemic hit, and it just made matters far worse.
Derfel stressed that the dire lack of medical staff in Quebec, especially family doctors, only compounds the problem. Meanwhile, the nurses' union continues to negotiate their contract with the province. This month, Health Minister Christian Dubé had to walk back comments he made urging the public to self-diagnose and avoid ERs. He maintains that the CAQ's new sweeping healthcare reform bill will address the problem.
The thing of changes that I think will make a big difference for the patients.
For more with health columnist Aaron Derfel, tune in Friday morning at 9 a.m. In Montreal for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
Thank you. You are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. And today is a very special show because we are training Helen on the board.
Hoot hoot.
I am being trained. Well, I have been trained.
You've been trained, but this is the first live situation.
Yeah, I did a classic training before vacation. So, you know, not a good move on my part, but here we are.
Here we are, and it's going to be a great show. Helen has also curated the playlist.
I have.
Do you want to tell everybody an idea of the vibes for tonight?
What are the vibes tonight? I feel like it's more feeling relationship and drug problem, maybe.
Okay.
Or just like feeling something or other. There's a little of like.
Do we have some issues to work out today?
There's a little like murder death happening, I think. Okay. In some of the songs, not all of them, but just, you know, some of them.
All right. There's also a aughts vibe.
Yeah.
I would say it's a bit of a throwback episode.
That's true.
I was kind of expecting you to say that, but we went with drugs. So drug problem.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of, so they are throwbacks. They are songs that I listened to a lot when
you had a drug problem.
Well, I mean, that's debatable, but no, when I actually didn't have a drug problem, but I was in university surrounded by other people that had drug problems.
Very fair. So, Montreal is full of that. Also, if you tuned in to the end of the Hooked on Sonics repeat, it's honestly thematic given our prizes for the funding drive 2023.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah. Don't do drugs, kids, except for the legal ones.
The legal ones are, and in moderation. Always moderation. That's the key.
Next week we come and CJLO is going to have a PSA for that.
So the first song we heard was For the Damaged Coda by Blonde Redhead. And
classic,
but also I didn't realize I was like putting this into our list, and it kind of got like a reboot because of oh my god, what was the show? It was basically Evil Morty. What was the name of the show?
Evil Morty.
Oh god, the show. Morty.
Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty. Yeah. So this was Evil Morty's theme song. Apparently.
I have never seen Rick and Morty.
Oh my god. Okay, so I saw it when it was what it was, and I didn't even know.
Were you a Rick and Morty bro?
No, I mean,
did you go to McDonald's to get the sauce?
No, but one of Julian's friends did.
Okay. Julian is Helen's partner for those not in the know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so things are being disclosed tonight is really what the theme is. Yes. This is the voyage that we're on. Secrets.
Disclosure.
If you want to tell us a secret, you can call the booth at 514-848-7471.
Ooh, secrets.
In the meantime, we will play some music for you.
That sounds great.
What do we have up next, Helen?
A song called Coming Down. By the Dum Dum Girls. And then one of my personal favorites that I'm not going to even announce because I think it should be recognizable.
It'll speak for itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dum Dum Girls was a CJLO classic. Saw them at CMJ a couple years in a row.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Okay, excited to listen.
Coming up right now, Coming Down on Maiden Voyage, CJLO 1690 AM.
As much as I can bear.
I don't think you'd know where to start, 'cause I think I'm coming down. I think I'm coming down.
Autobeat. Yeah. Best in electronic music.
Let me know when you push that record button, baby.
Thursday nights, yeah. 7 to 9 on CJLO, 1690 AM.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Are you a student interested in giving yoga a try? For just $60, new students can discover the joys of movement and harmony with unlimited access to classes at Moda Yoga Montreal. Located in the heart of the plateau, the Moda Yoga Studio offers a variety of hot yoga classes with something to match every ability level. They're good to find your flow or just recharge. Karma classes excluded, and the offer renews automatically after 1 month at $139 per month. Can be canceled at any time without penalty up to 1 week before the renewal. Moda Yoga Montreal is located at 3863 Saint Laurent Boulevard, and for more information, you can go to modayogamontreal.com.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Maiden Voyage with your hosts, Stephanie and Helen.
Hello.
Right before the ad break, we heard Helen's favorite song that was finally revealed to us.
Linger by the Cranberries. Surprise, surprise.
Great song.
Great song. One of my first, like, I think, tapes, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent tape.
Yeah.
And had a recent surge in popularity thanks to TikTok.
Oh, yes. So the meme, the memes and the theme is a theme also.
Yes. The memes came from the TikTok.
Yes.
Trend.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes. Yeah. Yes. That TikTok making old songs go viral.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's interesting if you go to like artists' pages and you see an album from like 2012 and you're like, wow, this one song has so many more plays. And then you realize that potentially TikTok meme.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fun fact, actually, instead of TikTok meme, they'll say TikTok trend.
Oh. Well, I guess that makes sense with a T. Yeah.
Trending. TikTok gotta stay with the alliteration. You know, that's true. Yeah. We've got some listeners writing in that apparently it is also my dad's favorite song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, look at
so
that.
You
me
can
and Tom.
Share that.
And oatmeal.
Shout out Tom.
Raisin cookies. So.
Shout out the Cranberries.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it needs to be a cranberry oatmeal raisin cookie.
Oh, challenge.
Next time. Challenge accepted.
Or will it be? Who knows?
Who knows?
Except
who knows?
To Tom.
Coming up next, we're going to go even further into our aughts phase. A couple of songs I put on here that also I was reminded of one of the first CMJs where I went to when I saw John Moss in a warehouse in Williamsburg.
Oh, wow. That must have been really cool.
It was called something like, only the French is coming to my head of like what we would say here, like Batman, but it was like Warehouse 5 was its name or something, or like Warehouse 4. And it was like a huge, huge space. It was so full and he was amazing. And then we saw him again in Toronto for North by Northeast. So lots of CJLO memories in this
nice
era of music.
It's a good time. It was good.
Yeah, Grizzly Bear was another one around that time of the McGill era. McGill era, CJLO era. So we're going to start off the song block with Grizzly Bear, my favorite song of theirs, 2 weeks off of the album Vecatimist.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how you would actually pronounce that, but that's how I've always pronounced
it. I'm impressed that you tried to do that.
Of course. Yeah. We've got to tell the listeners what they're listening to.
That is fair.
So we've got Grizzly Bear for you right here on Maiden Voyage. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
See love
Breaking news from a listener. Apparently, we have been corrected or finding out news. Well, one, a correction. My boy Omar came through with the name of the venue, which was 285 Kent. So I knew it was numbers, Good. But I was off.
Good.
But also, apparently, it's not breaking news, but it's breaking news to us that
yes, it is.
John Moss was a part of the January 6th insurrection.
Sadness.
So we will not be playing him in the next sound block.
That was
damn.
Thanks for the news.
Thank you for keeping us in check, Omar.
Thanks, Omar. Yeah.
Hooked on Sonics every Thursday from 4 until 6 p.m. Your go-to for music news. That man's memory.
I know.
And capability his, and for his, music
his
knowledge.
His timing, really. That's
oh, now
about.
He's calling us cowards.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
We can never win. We can never win. Okay. We are going to play Tamarin. This is a Helen song. Love Fade. CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
That was, speaking of McGill, some Montreal flavor from Berets off of their debut album, Native Speaker.
Great album.
That song was called Lamekin, and they were in my year at McGill and actually from Calgary.
Oh, wow.
They went to a high school in the downtown area of Calgary, so affiliated. Okay. Knew them through that kind of thing, but not personally, obviously.
You brushed shoulders or whatever.
Same uni vibes.
Okay.
But that show was amazing. Salarosa, and they lit candles on the stage, and it was amazing.
Talk about vibes.
It was so good. One of my favorite shows ever, I'd say.
And I can just, like, all the songs and that whole album set to that in that kind of environment must have been just
very
special.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of the better live shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Have not followed them super closely, I will say, once they became a trio and started getting more into the electro vibes, like Native Speaker for me was the album, and then when it started getting a little more
poppy
is not even the right word, like electro I think, but still very good albums, and you know, CanCon love to throw it in there, so
yeah. And that album is just, I mean, that was for me a very Concordia album, because I was at Concordia at that time. So,
well, actually, this song coming up next, I actually reviewed this album for the CJLO magazine, online magazine.
Wow.
Bloom by Beach House was a classic.
Yes.
Classic CJLO album. People loved playing that here at the time. So we were really doing a walk down memory lane here.
Wow, and I had no idea. I just threw that one in because I was like,
it's the start of the album, too. I listened to this over and over again.
Okay.
That year.
Interesting, yeah.
2012, baby. Great year for music.
Yeah, honestly. Okay.
All right, we've got Bloom by Beach House right here on Maiden Voyage. You're listening to CJLO, 1690 AM.
Thank you. Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Présenté par SiriusXM, le festival déjanté de musique alternative The Fuck Off est de retour pour sa 10e année consécutive. Du 9 au 17 février, la ville de Québec sera animée par des spectacles et des vitrines de musique émergente de tous genres confondus. Procure-toi ton billet et viens découvrir des artistes éclatés comme Teke Teke, Catashot, Solipsisme, C'est Nicole, Population 2, Totalement Sublime, Virginie B et plus encore. The Fuck Off, c'est le festival qui réchauffe ton mois de février. Visite le phoqueoff.com pour plus d'informations.
You're not around.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Maiden Voyage, and we are coming up to the end of the hour. You just heard a cover of a Leaky Lee song, I Follow Rivers by Marika Hackerman, off of the Def Heat EP. And before that was the Brian Jonestown Massacre with a song Anemone.
Yeah.
I had never heard that before.
Oh, really?
No.
It's nice and like eerie and enjoyable, but yeah, I don't know.
TIL.
Yeah.
And before that was the song Avalanche by Zola Jesus off of her debut album, Conatus. Fun fact, also interviewed her on Maiden Voyage back in the day. Don't know if I still have that interview online. I feel like it was too long ago, but I'll have to do some digging. Perhaps can bring that back up for a little bit of vintage Maiden Voyage for you. Zola Jesus was here in the studio, which was fun. And yeah, memories. We are coming up to the end of the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in as usual.
I just want to address something. We didn't get to the murdery stuff, so
okay,
stay tuned.
All right, so it wasn't kind of the overarching theme. Yes. It was just like end. Just okay, hey, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
You know,
next week's theme can be murder,
murder, and vibes and music.
Murder vibe music to end January. Wait, is next
no
week?
January no. is like 5,000 weeks long.
You're right. Okay,
there's like 7 weeks, 8 weeks. It feels forever.
And did you know this year's a leap year?
Oh, shit. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why I'm reacting like that's bad.
I was like, you looked
oh
like
my God, no.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, it's not the Pirate of Penzance here. We don't have to, there's no age restrictions or no one that we know that's born on that
wait,
day.
Wait, what a reference.
Sorry.
Do you want to explain to the class?
I think it's like this is like the first time that I realized what the leap year birthday would mean was watching an elementary school play of the Pirates of Penzance. And I was just like, oh, it could be a problem. Oh, he's actually that. Oh, strange. And it was like, that's how I remember leap year.
Okay. Yeah, so one of my great uncles was born on a leap year.
Oh, okay.
So that was always interesting as a kid to try and reconcile the kind of like joke that it's like, yeah. Oh,
you're five.
He's 10. Yeah. No, he would have been okay at that time, like if you were in, you know.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wacky.
Yeah. Doing the math.
At least 20 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not that bad, right?
In my 20s.
Forever. No. Not really.
No, we don't need to go back there. But no, yeah, if there's anything that you want to have a funky anniversary for, do it this year, February 29th.
Yeah.
Actually, I went to school with some people that got married on February 29th. Which I always thought was kind of funny.
So their anniversary just like disappears
every 4 years.
Nobody forgets.
Or
lots of pressure to remember.
No, well, I think then it just becomes a thing where you will always remember and you'll always make a big deal out of it because then it's every 4 years, and so then everyone's like, "Yes, we know you got married on a leap year."
I used to think it was cool, but
it is kind of cool. Hey, it's interesting.
So now that February has an extra day and January feels like it's forever long.
Winter's a little
longer.
Longer.